Chapter 49. Celeste recognized that Annabelle had been crying when she said hello. "How are things going in your new position?" said Annabelle. "You know," said Celeste, "there are always twists and turns, but I'm managing." Celeste was polite but distant. Annabelle tried to maintain her professional demeanor. "Heidi asked me to call and tell you that we need a little help over here in social services." "Oh?" said Celeste. She waited. There was no way she was making this easy for Annabelle Pritchard. "If you could just review and sign off on some charts and meet with some residents," said Annabelle. "How am I supposed to manage that, Annabelle? Are you having the residents and charts sent over here?" "We can't possibly do that," said Annabelle. "You'll have to come over here, but we'll just be for one day a week." Celeste was matter of fact. "There will be no one to cover things over here, Annabelle. I'm afraid you'll have to find someone else." "There is no one else," cried Annabelle. Her eyes were red and puffy, and she was almost finished with her first box of tissues for the day. "I can't keep her awake," sniffled Annabelle. "I'll give you an aid for the day that you were here," said Annabelle. "I don't think that will work, Annabelle. An aide can't be the only person in the house with a dozen clients." "You have a dozen full-time clients already?" said Annabelle, who was both impressed and annoyed. If Celeste had only been a team player, none of this would have been necessary. This, of course, was not true, but it served Heidi to have Annabelle think that it was. "Yes, so I don't see how I can help you." Celeste was pleased and happy to be this far away from the daily tension that was Heidi. An hour later, the call came from Heidi. Celeste expected it, but wanted to make Annabelle have to report to Heidi that she was not able to get Celeste's help. Celeste smiled to herself. Ron always loves stories about Annabelle crying. "Celeste, you'll report over here tomorrow morning and one day a week for the foreseeable future," said Heidi. "I'm sending Judy Campbell over to work for you. She will help with the new clients that you now have and free you up over there. Be here one day a week." This was not a discussion. Celeste was being informed as to what was necessary. "Judy will be over this afternoon to start so that you can orient her for tomorrow. You can, of course, wait until the clients have arrived so that they are not confused by a new face." Celeste calmly said, "Yes, Mrs. Kleiss." And Heidi hung up without saying goodbye. Penelope Bordeaux was a middle-aged woman who was well-dressed when she did not look disheveled from sleep. She smiled at Celeste. "The job will really be easy if you just follow this policy and procedures book," she said, holding the book in both hands, clasped towards her chest like she was unwilling to part with it. "I'll have a copy made for you." "That won't be necessary," said Celeste. Penelope looked confused until Celeste continued, "I wrote that book." Penelope felt herself getting drowsy and snapped her rubber band.